I'm not what I would call an adrenaline junkie. Many people might put that term on a lot of people with skydiving. Oh, you guys are all adrenaline junkies. But I think deep down, we're just normal human beings that have a passion for jumping out of airplanes. My first name is Victor. My last name is Cruzy. And my position here is the general manager of Skydive San Marcos. I started skydiving in 1993. My wife and I did tandems for our 14th wedding anniversary in Hawaii. Actually, it was exhilarating and terrifying all at the same time. At the time, I was a pilot, and I was flying airplanes more than anything else. But she fell in love with skydiving right away and learned probably 2 months after she did her first tandem. My normal day is I don't have one. I don't have a normal day. The best way I can put my normal day is I spend my day herding cats and putting out fires. The hardest part about teaching skydiving is teaching people how to have a whole body sense and awareness.
So I put the harness on you. This harness is designed to fit on you this way, right? I wear the rig on my back.
And then you're teaching people how to fly a parachute, and so you're trying to teach them about aerodynamics, not only under a parachute, but with your own body as it falls through the air. Skydivers don't really fly like birds. They kind of fall like rocks. A normal person falls anywhere in a range of around 115 to 125 miles an hour. A tandem pair falling in the air would fall at more like 180 to 200 miles an hour. Do people freak out? I would imagine every single person I've taken on a tandem for however short a period of time it is quite certain that they're going to die and I'm going to be the person who's going to kill them. That may go away in a nanosecond or 2 seconds or three. You know, people are afraid sometimes, I think, to take any risks in life, and I don't know whether that means you lived or not, but there's no harm in trying it. We have an event here at least once a year that we call the Leap of the Heroes. We do work with the Wounded Warrior Foundation, and we've taken a number of disabled veterans on skydives. My personal favorite story is I took a kid who was out here celebrating his 21st birthday. He had lost both legs in Afghanistan from the knees down to an IED. I took him on a jump, and I still have a picture of it to this day. Skydiving brings me probably the same thing it brings everybody else, a momentary release from the stresses and pressure of life. I have a job that I enjoy. It's always different and it's always challenging and it's not boring or mundane, and I don't know that I could ever go into an office building and watch a time clock all day long. I did that for a number of years. I've been on events where there were skydivers from 5 different countries. None of us had ever jumped together before. And within 4 jumps, 120 people from 5 different countries were able to make a formation in free fall. If skydiving can add anything to the world, so, you know, you can jump with anybody, you can get along with anybody. You know, I think if more people realize that people are just people instead of labeling them, you know, I think the world would be a better place.